There is no gray.
You are in denial.
Just black and white.
Pain doesn't last forever. That's what pills are for and booze.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
This is the truth.
The whistle's got woo!
This is Dannyland.
Well, hello there. Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome again to Dannyland on this this Monday, October the 19th of 2015. I say that with hesitation because when I was near death, when I was admitted to the hospital on September the 21st, and I was unconscious or even called a coma for 6 days, one of the first things the doctors asked me was, do you know what year it is? And I, of course, replied with extreme confidence, it was 2010. Wow. Anyhow, getting better day by day. There's no question about that. Regaining my strength. I got two more doctor's appointments going on this week. On Wednesday, I have two more doctor's appointments. And the thing is, it's so strange, it's weird, it's uncomfortable to be the youngest person in the waiting room. And, you know, these fossil people, they look at you like, why are you here? What is wrong with you? You obviously have some sort of contagious disease. Please do not sit next to me or touch my, you know, the supply of National Geographic magazines that are on a big pile over there. Cover yourself in some sort of canopy, almost like a tent. I don't need your germs floating around the waiting room. Anyhow, all right, let's get going on. Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders, yesterday, Sunday, joking about Larry David's portrayal of him on Saturday Night Live. Don't know if you saw that or not. I thought it was absolutely dead on. However, Senator Sanders was telling reporters during a campaign stop that he recently bought a second pair of underwear.
Yes, last week I bought my second pair of underwear.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Please don't write it down. That was a joke. Joke. Yes.
Senator.
I have an ample supply of underwear and even have, when I was mayor of the city of Burlington, I think I did have one suit, but I have now, being a United States Senator, increased my number of suits.
You know, after I heard that clip from Senator Sanders, I immediately went to my underwear drawer and I counted the pairs of underwear that I personally own. And right now it stands at 10, just in case you're curious. Most are made by Under Armour, and they're $20 a pair. And I find that rather expensive. But to me, underwear, very important, because I spend most of my day in the house just wearing underwear. I also think there are people that did the same thing that currently are now doing 10 to 20 years. Underwear, regardless of the sex here, it needs to be changed on a daily basis, okay? And I believe the same goes for women and their brassieres. Now, I know a lot of you ladies like to, you know, you come home from work and then you do that weird trick where you don't take off your shirt, but you still remove your bra. You know, you pull it down your sleeve. And then you hang it on the doorknob of your bedroom. And some of you ladies have, you know, more than what, there's like three of these bras that are hanging on the doorknob. I don't know. I just think the bra is not like, it shouldn't really be called underwear. It should be called upperwear. And I, you know, there still is a, there's an armpit there that excretes, you know, stench. And of course you have a bit of cleavage cheese, if you will, that would develop during the day that would add to the reason to have it washed or at the very least changed for one day. I know it's a lot of work. I know it's expensive, but hey. Sacrifice is what it's all about. And bath towels. Bath towels, you use them one time, that's it. Okay? Let's think about this, because otherwise you end up drying your face the next time you use the bath towel with the crack of your own buttock. So I'm surfing the net like I usually do. I don't know, 24/7, whenever I'm up, always on the internet. And I found this headline: Lamar Odom continues to improve, and his estranged wife, Khloe Kardashian, is by his side. Wow. This to me is amazing. That Khloe is there with what appears to be 100% support and concern. Let's review why Lamar Odom had a near brush with death and why he is why he's continued to be in the hospital. Number one, you went on a bender in a whorehouse. You ate verbal Viagra like it was coming out of a Pez dispenser. What do we have, number three here? Supposedly you dropped $75,000 on your three-day stay at this house of whores. Your wife is standing by your side? Now, probably waiting for the nurse to leave so she can turn off the oxygen. That's my guess here. Yeah, when I was married, I remembered how my wife would react when I was an hour late watching sports at the bar with my buddies, and I didn't call. There's no comparison. If I was Lamar, when what he did, he came out of the coma, he squeezed his estranged wife's hand, and he said, "I love you." If that's me, I'm grabbing my IV, I'm finding a wheelchair, and I'm wheeling away to find a security guard as fast as I can. There's just something not right there with that entire situation. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb. Leave Bob Dole out of this. It's a deep-rooted joke. You really have to. Just Google it. You'll get it. Okay, let's delve into the political world just a little bit, okay? Former Florida governor and future Republican presidential primary concession speech deliverer. It's inevitable. I'm talking about Jeb Bush. He really did prove what a goofball he really is this past weekend. Again, he's wearing the khaki pants and he's got the shirt that looks like it was bought at Target. That he just really looks like he should be seated in a booth at Stuckey's on a Sunday, having a meal and then getting ready to go fly fishing. Anyhow, for some reason, he decided to bring up a space program disaster without knowing even the most basic details surrounding it. This happened at a Concord, New Hampshire town meeting. He completely went off on a tangent about the time that he spoke at a memorial service for some shuttle whose name he couldn't retrieve. That blew up in some year, beginning with 2000. Let's listen in.
I was thinking you were going to bring up the tragedy that took place. I'll never forget that when I went as governor of the state of Florida on the tarmac to for a tribute to the astronauts that died in, I think it was 2005, wasn't it? Or two. No, well, the
The tribute, he said. Kristen McCullough?
Yeah. No, the other one, 2002.
I can't remember every.
In the 2000s. It was horrible.
Oh, Jeb Bush. I mean, do you even care to be in the race? It's almost like your entire family says, you got to run for president because everybody else in the family did. That guy that was in charge of the country that got shot and killed in Houston? It was Austin. Wait, it's coming to me. It was Dallas. Yeah, it was Dallas. remember that president that got a BJ from an intern? I think it was Martin Van Buren. No, hold on. Chet Arthur. Give me a minute. William Howard Taft. That's who it was. Jeb, seriously, get out of the race. You are embarrassing yourself. We have more drama for you. And again, it involves the GOP. This is Chris Wallace with Donald Trump. Now, the comment came when Wallace asked Trump if he was, and I'm quoting now, a little thin-skinned, unquote. Now, this of course, follows the Fox News GOP debate. Trump reportedly he spent a week attacking Megyn Kelly, as well as a fellow debate moderator, Chris Wallace. Here's their exchange.
Here's the question. You're running for president. I mean, we talked to Chris Christie about Bridgegate. We talked to Carly Fiorina about...
destroying a company.
About
she
her.
She destroyed her company.
Okay, I guess the question is...
No, it's not personal.
Are you a little thin-skinned?
No, I'm only thin-skinned when somebody says bad things that are false. For instance, if you hit me about something that's true, all right, the bankruptcy. I use that as a tool. I didn't ever file for bankruptcy. Out of hundreds and hundreds of deals, I've done it four times. I've used it four times.
But it was just a question.
No, I know. But the way it was phrased. The way it was phrased. I could see the eyes, okay?
I don't even know what light's coming out of my eyes.
I've used it as a tool brilliantly.
What the hell's the matter with me? I find myself agreeing with Donald Trump just about every single day. And I agree with what he said there. If you... How about the fact when they brought up Carly Fiorina's name? Trump wastes no time jumping in there talking about how she destroyed Hewlett-Packard, which is true. But again, it really hit. Just because her name was mentioned, boom, Trump was there and he threw that out there. All right. What Donald Trump said about being thin-skinned, he denied being thin-skinned. He said that, the only time I really get upset is when somebody says something about me that isn't true. And you want to know something? That's how we all should be. That's how I am. Look, I've screwed up many, many times in my life, and I have made many mistakes, and I have said things that are wrong, albeit these things happened many, many years ago, and most of them not in recent times, but I digress. That's when you refute what somebody is saying, you correct them, and you tell them that you're wrong. I don't necessarily think that makes you thin-skinned. That makes you a human being, and it makes you one that is defending your character. Oh, and the other thing he said about, I could see it in your eyes. You know something? We've all been there. You're seated usually across the desk from somebody in upper management, and they just focus in. It's like they're possessed. It really is. It's almost like that Superman firing, with the X-ray vision or whatever. You just see that focus. So I can relate to that. Usually, when somebody's staring you deep in the eyes, they want to do one of two things. They either want to fire you or they want to make love to you. And in my experience, more often than not, they want to fire you. College football over the weekend. One of the more exciting games was Michigan against Michigan State. As you can imagine, a very big rivalry in its own. Michigan State was trailing. Michigan had to just, hike the ball. The punter catches the ball. He punts the ball, and the game is over. But no, basically what happened is there's a fumble, and the punter can't hang on to the ball, and the guy from Michigan State picks up the ball, and he runs it in for a touchdown. Now, obviously, if you're a Michigan fan, you are incredulous, if you will, at this point. But nothing is better than when grown men break down and they start bawling over something that, in the scheme of things, it really doesn't matter. And thank God for social media because somebody captured this man who was probably in his 40s bawling uncontrollably. Let's laugh at him together, shall we? You know, the only thing that's better than a fan crying after their team loses a game is a player, an athlete, that at the press conference after the game breaks down and cries. This clip comes in from a couple of years ago, I believe. It was during the NCAA basketball tournament. This would be Trey Woodall, who played for the University of Pittsburgh, and he's talking about this horrific game that he had, and then he breaks down in tears. I think it's outstanding.
It's a bitter taste in my mouth to end my career with one of the worst games I ever played in the history of playing here. I'm sorry I let my team down. This is one of the worst games I ever played.
You know what, my friend? Good luck to you in the many trials and tribulations of life, because you're gonna have many, many hurdles that you're going to have to face and overcome. It's a basketball game, and it's over. Babies that sit in their own poop don't sit there and complain or cry as much as you did. But, hey, look, I don't miss anything, okay? Did this experience, did I hear you correctly say that it left a bitter taste in your mouth?
It's a bitter taste in my mouth.
Okay. I got one more thing to come out of my mouth before we are done here. It looks like the band Old Dominion are really reaching their fans with this song called Break Up With Him. Evidently, people have been coming up to them and telling them that they ended their relationships after hearing the song.
Somebody came up and was like, "You're an Old Dominion. That song, it totally worked. I broke up with him." And then her mom was at the table next to her, or, you know, like next to us at dinner. And she's like, "I'm a fan too. She needed to break up with that guy." I was like, "All right, okay."
That's awesome. Changing lives.
You know, the only thing I can say to that is times certainly have changed. When I was a teenager, I used to have various posters of the Village People plastered on the walls of my bedroom, which naturally concerned my father, but that's another story for another day. My point is, I was a fan of the band, but I didn't dress up like a construction worker, a hot cop, or a freaking Indian, and then start roaming the streets and, walking up to random people and mouthing the lyrics to Macho Man. Yeah, it just, it wasn't on my to-do list. Those words, you saw this coming, right? Those words did not come out of my mouth.
It's a bitter taste in my mouth.
Well, there you go. Another edition of Danny Land is complete. It's in the books. It's off the table, as we say. Be my friend on Facebook. Very simple to do. Just go to Radio Danny, request me. I'll accept you, and it'll be wonderful. Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. It's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y. Okay. Then it's Check. And it's all one big word. Check is C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. Danny Check at Twitter. All right. Hey, most of all, thanks to you for listening to the podcast. It'd be great if you shared it with a friend. I would love that. And we will talk again real soon.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.